Yeah, hi, I'm Friedemann, and I want to give you a short introduction to the Page Layout LaTeX class. I love declarative programming. For me, the idea of telling a computer what it should do and not how it should do works really great. So for websites, HTML itself, it's declarative, and there are a lot of other fancy declarative JavaScript frameworks to use. I also enjoy building apps with Swift UI, and for text documents, I ever since have used Markdown or LaTeX. And when I wanted to create a new photo book, I was thinking about how can I do this also with a declarative approach? How can I create graphic documents declaratively, documents with a page layout? And I didn't find any suitable solution. So I built the Page Layout LaTeX class and unlocked declarative desktop publishing. So how does it work? First, you set up your page with width and height and margin, gutter, and bleed. And you can add some layout guides, like a grid, that's a green rectangle, and a safe zone, that's a red rectangle. And then you just create a page with a page command and insert some text with a text command. But you have then the possibility to set some explicit placement of content using the place command. So you define the top left coordinate of your frame and the bottom right coordinate of your frame, and that's that. So you can create layout in this case with two columns. You can use the breakable option for your text, and this way create a two-column text layout. If you want to have a more sophisticated layout, you can use the grid. The grid consists of rows and cells. So in this case, we have a grid of two rows, and each row contains two cells. Then you can add width relations to cells. Also, you can add height relations to rows. And with an exclamation mark, you also can set a relation between the width of a cell and the height of a row. So now every cell has a fixed aspect ratio. You also can overwrite the page dimensions for a page or for a specific grid. And then you can place some content. The content then is automatically distributed across all the cells of the grid. If you want to reuse a layout, you can build templates. In this case, you just need to replace the page command with new template command and give it a name and replace the content with placeholders. Placeholders accept the same arguments as the place command, so you can also set the frame of a placeholder explicit over across multiple cells of the grid. You also can easily create borders and shadows around your content. Shadows are created with Inkscape in the background because LaTeX does not support Gaussian blur. For bitmap graphics, if you have a lot of bitmap graphics in your document, the document can be quite large, quite fast, multiple or several gigabytes in size. And with the optimize command, you can trigger image magic, and then the images are resized and cropped. And you also can set, override the properties for the density of your files, and for JPEG compression, sharpening can be done, and you can configure the downsample threshold. Before printing, you can enable the pre-flight mode with the pre-flight command, and then you see on the top right corner of each image the density in pixels per inch. There are even more features, so you can easily create cover pages, double pages, and before pages, or use vector graphics utilizing TIX, a library for vector graphics. And I have some ideas for future features, like text and inner shadows, and SVG filter integration would be cool, so you can adjust brightness and saturation, and so mask border images are ideas. And yeah, if you want to stay up to date, you can follow me on GitHub and Mastodon. Thanks.
Thank you.